Before we think, say, or do, will it be beneficial to all concerned? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. From Rotary International come many wonderful statements, just like the optimists give us a wonderful creed. Rotary has this third item here. Before we think, say, or do, will it be beneficial to all concerned? Now, are we supposed to live our life being worried about whether it'll be good and to all concerned and good to people who are listening to us and good for people who are in the world? Well, what the hell difference does it make if it's good for people or not good for people? What difference does it make? If it's good for us, that's all that matters. Well, Rotary suggests that before we think, say, or do, we ask ourselves, will it be good for all concerned, beneficial for all concerned? Well, if it is good for us, you can be sure it'll be good for everybody. Because we do not do things for ourselves that are not harmonious and beneficial to ourselves. Do we? Do we? I was thinking this morning how the doctors are, and hospitals and organizations are publishing programs and bulletins on how to diagnose your own disease. How to tell when you have a disease, when you have cancer, when you have whatever things there are. I'm not interested in mentioning them, but how to tell what you got. And I think that's so wonderful because it gives us an opportunity to worry about our things and to put these worryful thoughts in our mind and be concerned about them. Now, when you go to your mother, and your mother perhaps is one of the greatest doctors in the world, when you go to your mother and you say, Mommy, what am I going to do? Susie doesn't like me anymore. And Mommy says, well, what kind of a boy are you? Are you a good boy? Are you a nice boy? Do you like yourself? Are you the kind of boy that Susie, that and all the girls would like? Sometimes. Well, when you are the kind of boy that all the girls would like all the time, and you would like especially, then you'll find everybody will like you too. And you notice Mommy didn't say Susie. Everybody will like you too. So when we realize that the world is, do I have to point that the curtain is needing to be closed when I put my finger up like that? Sweetheart? Ellen?
You did not see where you pointed the finger. It could have been the bird.
Now, I just made a motion to Ellen, and I pointed to the solution. I pointed to the solution. It is just about sunrise now here at the ranch, and the sun is coming up. And when the sun comes up, we pull the drape so that I can look in Ellen's eyes without looking at the sun. And we were talking about solutions now. When the child's mother says, hey, are you a good boy? Sure I am. Do you do things right? Sure. Then everybody will like you. When you don't do things right, then people don't like you. And it doesn't matter who they are, your girlfriend or your boyfriend or anybody at all. If you don't do things right, people just don't like what you do. And they don't like you as the doer of things that they don't like around. They don't dislike you. They just dislike you as the doer of things that they don't like around. So now, naughty little boys who throw stones at windows and break windows, people don't like around. But little boys who play baseball and accidentally break a window, they can tolerate that. They can tolerate that because it's not done maliciously and not done meanly or hatefully. So really, when you stop and think about it, when it's beneficial for you, then it's beneficial for everyone. Now, the mother is speaking to her child, and she's offering to her child this wonderful thought, this wonderful positive attitude toward life. And the child does not say that he's going to not be nice, and he's not going to like Mary, and he's not going to do this with his friend. He just says, oh, okay. He's not worried about what he did to Mary, why she didn't like him. He's only concerned about directing his attention to being a kind of person that he would like and everybody would like. So when we're beneficial to ourself, the whole world is wonderful and we're beneficial to the world. Now, you say, well, certainly for me to take the money that I found on the street, the $100,000 that was laying there, that's beneficial to me. Boy, oh boy, is that beneficial to me. Well, is it beneficial to you? Where'd you get that money? Well, actually, you stole it. It belonged to somebody else, and you didn't make an effort to find out who it belonged to. So if you do a beneficial thing, you're going to take it to the police, or you're going to inform the authorities and say, I have just found a sum of money. And when someone comes and says they have lost this sum of money, then I'll give it to them if they have the right amount. And the police say, well, that's not the way we do it. You bring it here. You bring it here because that money is not yours, and you have now admitted that it's not yours, that you have found it, and that it belongs to somebody else. So bring it here, and when somebody comes to claim it, great. And if after a period of time nobody comes to claim it, it's yours. Well, now, I don't know if I can trust the police. I don't know if I can believe in them. Well, you see, here's where we have trouble. We don't believe in our doctors. We don't believe in our mothers. We don't believe in the establishment that we have created around us to operate our world. And because we don't believe in them, then we have a tendency to do things that are not beneficial to ourselves or to our world. Now, if we would like to always do things that are beneficial, we direct our attention to harmonious actions. I would greatly love, and perhaps they exist and I will find out about it, but I would greatly love to read literature from the medical profession on how to have a healthier heart. Oh, they have all sorts of stuff like that. Yes, but they have how to have a healthy heart for people who don't have a healthy heart. I would like to read about how to have a healthy heart for people who have healthy hearts. For people, how do you keep a healthy heart? How do you maintain a healthy heart? And I don't want to hear all of the garbage about a bad heart. I want to hear all about the good heart. Now, how do you maintain healthy lungs? Now, for instance, I have a friend who is having difficulty getting enough oxygen in their body. And they have to take oxygen through an external force. Now, good. I mean, it's better than not having enough oxygen in your body. But why don't they have enough oxygen in their body? Now, it's not because they are doing something wrong. It's because they're not doing something right. Now, what is this right thing that they should be doing? Well, I would suggest that perhaps they should sit on the bicycle and they should pump that bicycle and really get their lungs going. Really get their lungs going, bringing oxygen into their system and making their system become accustomed to really pumping that oxygen through their bloodstream and through their system. But no, they say, don't do too much exercise. Don't do too much. Just breathe the oxygen and then maybe it'll go away. Maybe it'll come back. What is it that brings oxygen and brings good things into the systems of people? What is it that brings oxygen and things into the system of good people? What brings oxygen and things into the system of good people is to have exercises. To have exercises. Now, Ellen just again demonstrated to us a very silly thing.
I could not see
that. Ellen demonstrated to us a silly thing, and she says she couldn't see it. I bought Ellen and the ranch here and the monastery a beautiful glass table, 60 inches wide, and a 28-inch beautiful glass Lazy Susan. And the Lazy Susan contains all the things we have on it. Now, all you have to do is turn the Lazy Susan to find out where things are. But what does Ellen do? She went back to her ancient custom of standing up so she could look over all the things in the middle of the table and find out where the toothpicks were. Instead of just flipping the Lazy Susan around so it would bring the toothpicks into view and she could say, oh, there they are. But now, it was not wrong for Ellen to stand. That was an archaic action on her part. That was an action on her part from yesterday when we didn't have the Lazy Susan there, and she had to stand up to look there. Now, this is how our health oftentimes is. We start having less oxygen in our lungs, less oxygen into our into our bloodstream and so forth. And so we become weak and debilitated. And so we sit back and we say, oh, I can't do this. Will you help me? Oh. And what it is that we want to do, we have this lovely lazy Susan that you turn around so you can see what's on the table. You have lovely legs that will walk you around, or you can lie on your back and kick your legs up in the air. But I'm so weak and tired. Well, good for you. Die. The sooner you die, the better. If you're not going to get with living, then die. So you lie on the floor and you kick your legs up and down as much as you can. And then you're going to breathe deep. You're going to breathe deep. And breathing deep is going to bring more oxygen into your system. And it's going to bring more blood flowing through your system. And the more the blood flows through your system and takes the oxygen from your lungs, the more oxygen you're going to have in your body. Now, obviously, if you're going to be a moaner and a groaner and sick person, you're going to not have those things. Well, now, remember, this is a beautiful illustration, I believe. On the frontier, in the early days of the United States, the pioneer wife had to help her husband do everything. And she had to raise the children and clean the house and wash the dishes and make the food. And she had to go and make her own little garden and do all the things like that. And the husband went out and did whatever he did. Okay. When a woman had a baby, and there are lots of them, she would work right up to the minute that it was time for her little junior to pop out. And then she'd lay down and pop, out he'd come. Because she didn't expect it to be a problem. She didn't expect to be born in pain and problems like the Bible suggests to us. And what a terrible thing for the Bible to suggest. But she was she just laid down and pop, out came the baby. And Papa bit off the umbilical cord and tied it in a knot and washed the kid up, gave it to Mama, and said, another healthy one. And then what happened? She got up and fixed dinner. Mm-hmm. She got up and fixed dinner. And she was healthy as a horse. And she did great. And she was skinny oftentimes. I mean, she didn't have enough to eat, but she was skinny. And she was producing kids, just like a lot of animals in a barnyard do. And she did just fine. Now, it's true, many of them died, but most of them lived. Most of them, and some of the children died, but most of them lived. And they were healthy. And they were expected to be healthy. Because they came from healthy stock, Mama and Papa. And they were expected. You see, they didn't have this negativity that our medical profession sometimes shares with us. Not that the medical profession is bad. It's just that this is the way they've been trained. Now, what is it that's beneficial for all concerned? Beneficial for all concerned is to have information that is going to make us feel good. It's going to make us feel worthwhile. It's going to make us feel healthy. It's going to make us feel that it's a good thing to live. But if we're going to bemoan, if we're going to demean, if we're going to belittle our body, if we're going to tell our way of living that it's incorrect, then we got a problem. I would say 99% of the people on the face of the earth live a pretty good life. Many have less than others, and many have more than others, you know. But it doesn't matter. Everyone lives according to their own desire and consciousness, and it's a beautiful thing. So, will it be beneficial to all concerned? You bet it will. Do you think that pioneer mother encouraged her children to be alert, awake, enthusiastic about life? You bet. Oh, come on, that's just a little scratch. No, just wash it off and go out and play. She didn't worry about any of these things, but she taught them beneficial things. So, wouldn't it be wonderful if the medical profession, the hospitals and whatever, would put out programs with leaving out all the negative stuff, and just say, how to live a happy life. And every time you look at any article on how to live a happy life, they started out with, unhappy lives are caused by unhappy thoughts and unhappy this is and unhappy that's and unhappy that. Well, right away, they got your attention and they got you off on a bad tangent. If the article would begin, living a happy life means having positive thoughts about ourselves, believing that this is a wonderful world, believing that our body is wonderfully made. Hey, hey, hey. Believing that our body is wonderfully made. Believing that our body is wonderfully made. Believing that our body is wonderfully made. Do you believe that you're created by God? Do Do you believe that God is all in all through all as all, and that we are God? Did you believe that? Now, do you think you're wonderfully made? You bet you are. Now, let's complement that wonderfully made self that we are with all of our wonderfully made thoughts, with all our wonderfully made expectations. Then will you be beneficial to the world? You bet you will. You bet you will. You'll be so beneficial to the world that no one can ever realize just how beneficial you are. But think on these things. Will it be beneficial to all concerned? If it's beneficial to me, you bet it will be. You bet it will be. If I'm a happy man, everybody in my world will be happy. If I'm a healthy person, everybody in my world will be healthy. If I'm a thoughtful person, everybody in my world will be thoughtful. You see, and those things are beneficial to us, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. Those things are beneficial to us, and that's where our direction should be. So I've been a little bit scattered and disjointed here this morning with this concept, but you get the point. You get the point. And I am scattered and disjointed because I wanted to bring in a few aspects so that you would see it from several points of view, and yet not really be too worried about any of the points of view. So with that, before we think, say, or do, will it be beneficial to all concerned? Sure will, when we like ourselves. I love you.